This edition of Nation Talk is being brought to you by the Canadian Boreal Initiative, advancing conservation to create sustainable solutions for our boreal forest.
Nation Talk welcomes Valerie Nicholson, Chair, British Columbia for the Canadian Aboriginal AIDS Network. Hello, Valerie. Thank you for joining Nation Talk.
Good morning, and how are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Great, thank you.
Can you tell us a little bit about what happens during Aboriginal AIDS Awareness Week?
Oh, there's quite a bit happening, actually. Just this morning here in Ottawa, we launched off Aboriginal AIDS Awareness Week with a parliamentary breakfast. We had many honored guests, including the Minister of Health, Minister of Health and Indigenous Services, and the Executive Director of UNAIDS. Tomorrow, there's lots of events in here where the raising of the flag. There's stuff going on in Regina, Saskatoon, and from December 2nd to 6th in Vancouver, Edmonton, I believe Prince Albert, Winnipeg, Askasoni Reserve, and I really apologize if I said that wrong, and in Toronto and Montreal.
What do you think are the biggest challenge Indigenous people face with the right to health in Canada?
Stigma and discrimination in the healthcare system, I think, is one of the biggest things we face today. Also, access to healthcare, especially when you're living in rural communities, it is really difficult to get the healthcare that we need.
And how do those stats impact our Indigenous communities?
Well, when you look at the stats, and the stats being 2.7 times higher than the rest of Canada, we are at the levels of third world countries, and that's unacceptable. And it's putting up barriers to care. And it's really sad when I'm witnessing our youth dying and women who are not accessing care. And it's heartbreaking that here in Canada, that Indigenous people have to face that. And to know that with the funding cuts that we're facing, it is like, it's alarming with these funding cuts that, you know, we have new diagnoses almost every day, and we still have children that are living with HIV that are growing into young adults. And if we lose these support services, and we really have to have our voices loud and proud and clear that HIV is still here. And they say that HIV is a manageable disease, but is it really? Is it really manageable when we're facing stigma, discrimination, you know, homelessness, food insecurities, and when we live in remote areas? And I just want to bring the focus of HIV back to the forefront that, you know, I am living with HIV, and it's not an easy thing to live with the stigma and discrimination that we face in our everyday lives. And we're all human. That's about, we're all one. And I think that's a message I'd like to get across, that, you know, it can be a manageable disease, you know, if we just have access to care and we keep our organizations opening to give the support, the care, and the education to everyone across Turtle Island.
Thank you, Valerie. And if our audience wants to get involved, how do they join one of these events?
They can visit AboriginalAIDSAwarenessWeek.com, and there's lots going on. We have short films that are out that have actually, one of them has gone to Hollywood. And just check with their website and in their community, and just get out there and support and get tested.
Thank you, Valerie, and thank you for joining Nation Talk.
Okay, thank you very much.
This edition of Nation Talk has been brought to you by the Canadian Boreal Initiative, advancing conservation to create sustainable solutions for our boreal forest.